For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're now on Red Circle, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Also, subscribe to the Five Reasons YouTube channel and check out FiveReasonsSports.com. Make sure you spell that one out. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. That includes our friend Mark Brown. You can find him in North Lauderdale right off of Cypress and Andrews, but also at Mark Brown, MarkBrownPA.com. He's the man with the plan. If you're young with a family, if you're old with a family, if you have a family, if you don't have a family, you still need an estate plan. So reach out to Mark. He'll go through all the papers with you. It's not expensive. It's not a difficult process, and he'll get it done right. He did it for me. He also helped me with two of my closings. He can do that for you in that exact same office. So reach out to markbrownpa.com. Again, that's markbrownpa.com. The phone number, 954-566-5678. That's 954-566-5678. And now today's two-part episode, interviews with Max Strus and also with Duncan Robinson. Down to Biscay.
Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We're here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
Here with Max Strus. When you kind of looked at the season as a whole and decided what you wanted to train in this year, what jumped out to you first? To take that kind of next step now that you're an established player in the league?
After the playoffs, it was just getting my body right. I told you guys immediately, but I felt like I wear down at the end of the year, so I just wanted to make sure I was my body's in the right frame of mind and I had everything in order to last the whole year. And then after that, it was getting comfortable doing other things other than just catching and shooting. So obviously in the playoffs, they ran me off the line and made me go into the paint, so those other things, working on floaters, working on finishes, making plays, mm-hmm. getting in the lane. So there's a lot of that stuff and just getting comfortable with doing those things.
But you've always been comfortable with that to a degree. Yeah. I mean, with the ball in your hands.
It was just touching it back up and refining it. When you're trying to make it in the NBA, you want to be elite at one thing. So in my mind, in order to get on the floor, it was be a knockdown shooter. So that's really all I did. And then I played like that in college.
Right.
Doing that stuff. So it was just getting back in the flow of things. It didn't take much, but just touching up on it and getting comfortable doing it.
You also did it in summer league, though, too. I mean, they put the ball in.
Yeah, right. But it's different scenarios.
Right.
Summer league, the ball's in my hand a lot more. Mm. These ones are coming off screens and then making a decision out of that. So it's a lot of different scenarios, but a lot of the similar stuff, but it was just touching it up and refining it.
How much did that help, that experience where basically, I mean, they were trusting you to make plays down the stretch of games in summer league and all that? Like, how much recall was there of that? Like, just that experience. I mean, you were the star of the team in summer league, essentially, right. And right. They wanted it that way, right?
Yep. Yeah. It was more so just a confidence thing.
Yeah.
It was just being comfortable being out there and regaining that confidence that I had in college. Just being the guy and knowing that if I'm open, it's your time to shoot. So, and that just carried over into the season. And, they just built confidence in me and myself, and that carried over, and I had a good year.
What did you hear from other guys around the league? Because to a certain degree, down here you didn't sneak up on us because we were following what you were doing. But around the league, I think you might have a little bit. Did anybody offer you any kind of, I mean, whether it was trash talk or congratulations or I'm impressed with your game, or was any of that sort of stuff?
There was a couple. As the season went on, it was kind of more so of a, like, people knew when I was coming to the game. They knew who I was. They knew what I was capable of. And then, you know, a couple of the older guys, a couple of the vets were just like, I see, they know what it takes to get to that level and to start playing those minutes. So they were very appreciative and happy for me. Older teammates like Thad Young, who I had in Chicago, and then a lot of the guys in Chicago that I was with.
He's one of those good vets, right?
Great vet. So they were just happy to see that. Because with them, I was with the torn ACL, so they know I came a long way. So they're just happy to see me playing and getting minutes that I deserve.
How much time did it take to get trust back in your body and your knee and all that after what you had to go through?
2-year process.
Yeah.
Everybody says it's 9 months, but mentally it's a long time. I mean, I still think about, you know, doing a Euro step because that's how I did it. So it's always going to be in the back of my mind. It's always something that you have to get over, but I'm way more comfortable with it now, and just putting myself in those situations in the off season and in the weight room and things like that just to build strength and build up the confidence in doing it.
Are you – does it amuse you that you surprise people with your athleticism still?
Yeah. I mean, you would like to think people have seen it by now, but I guess they haven't. Yeah, I hope I keep surprising people. It's fun.
What about the video? The video that went viral, though, where you were basically
whatever I was doing in the summer.
Right, it was like Teen Wolf, essentially.
It was fun. People didn't even know I could do that. I got a lot of messages that were like, "Dude, I didn't know you could do that. I've been doing that since high school."
So right.
People just don't really follow me, I guess, that closely.
But people there know. Like in Illinois, they know.
It's just because I don't do it in games, obviously, but. And I'm not posting on social media all the time, so. But I like to think I'm pretty athletic. I'd like to show that a little more.
So on an athleticism tree here. Okay, I mean, so where are we?
I'm average athlete in the NBA.
I was gonna say Bam and Caleb on this team. Who are the best athletes on this? As a pure athlete. Really?
Yes.
Okay, because I think most people would not say
Jimmy
that.
Jimmy hides it, too. Jimmy's a freak. Sam, Caleb. This young dude, Jamal Kane.
Yeah.
Freak.
Yeah.
My God, it's easy for him. He just, like, he's got springs in him. It's unreal. And I played against him in college, so I know he's athletic.
Well, you say Jimmy hides it, like, because we think of Jimmy's game as like below ground a little
Jimmy's
bit.
Jimmy's so like, muscular and like when he does it, it doesn't look like it's. But when you actually like go back and like watch him do things, it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I mean, his head can get to the rim like, the way if he really wants to.
Right.
He jumps fully, but he just doesn't do it all the time.
Have you posterized as anybody in a practice?
No. Not yet. Hopefully. Maybe by the end of this week, hopefully, I can get one.
I was talking to UD about, and he takes this stuff very personally because, obviously, he was one of the undrafteds. I'm old enough to have been at his first summer league, actually. So I remember when he broke in, and there's been such a line of these guys. But also, I think it leads to the way that you guys are perceived nationally, which bothers him. We were just talking about it, that nobody thinks what happened last year was serious, that everybody thought you guys were a fluke, you were leading the East, but somebody was going to overtake you. It was going to be the Sixers, it was going to be the Nets, it was going to be the Bucks. The same thing's happening again. In fact, the perception is every team in the East got better, except you guys, or at least the top teams. You guys hear it, right? Mm-hmm. And what do you think of it?
I mean, it's the same shit every year. We're used to it. You know, this is my third year here now, so it is annoying. I don't know when the respect is going to come that we do it every year, that we're always among the top. So I'm hoping this year is the same thing, and I think we got the talent to do it. And like he said, it's the undrafted thing. It's the always being counted out. And we got guys that thrive off of that and want to be those type of players that surprise people and earn it.
So you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, because even I was talking to Tyler yesterday, and he was saying he hears everything, he sees everything, he reads everything. You guys
don't
share
really
the stuff.
Pay attention to that shit. But,
no,
we know we see the standings and stuff like that, so we know. But I don't really read the media like that and do all that stuff. But I'm, it's just extra motivation. It's just more stuff to fuel our fire and get us playing better.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew.
Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Talk about the adjustments you made. Do you think teams are going to make more adjustments to you now over the offseason? Because now, again, you are on the scouting report.
Right. Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, there's film now. There's time that I've been playing in crucial games. So I would imagine teams are going to try to take me out of what I like to do. So I hope I prepare for that and I'm ready for it.
You, long-term, obviously there's been a lot of talk about who starts and who doesn't. That'll sort itself out in camp, I'm sure, and I'm sure Eric's going to go a bunch of different ways. Does it matter to you more to start or to finish?
Finish, yeah. I'd rather be in the game at the end of the game. I think that's where it's really important. Obviously, we want to get off to a good start and help that out, but I think it's who's playing the crucial minutes at the end of the game and getting us and finishing up a win.
Most players feel that way, but yet the fans and media seem to focus on the other part, right?
Of course. Yeah, of course. That's how it usually goes. But, yeah, I mean, I feel like that's just it's like a status thing that you're a starter.
But you got those finishing minutes last year. I mean, a lot of them, including when it mattered.
Yeah.
In the big games.
Kind of earned my – I got
the finishing minutes.
That kind of earned my starting role too.
Yeah,
that I was able to be on the court with those guys and be comfortable with them. So I just built that up over time, and I think Jimmy and Kyle are all comfortable playing with me and Bam. So I'm just gonna keep doing my part and fit in where I fit in.
What's the most recent conversation you had with Pat about your game? Does he talk to you much? Does he come down from high heaven and grace yourselves?
I look good coming back. My body looked good, so.
That's
all it's for, body fat, right? But yeah, no, I haven't gotten a chance to talk to him yet while we've been out here. You kind of stay away from over there.
I was going
to
say, yeah, that little corner over there, I could.
Say hi and keep it moving. That's my goal.
If I was to say to you in 5 years, this is where Max Strus wants to be. I'm not talking about the place. I assume maybe this would be a good place for you, not the Bahamas specifically, but obviously. Where do you want your career to be?
I just want to be a certified NBA 25, 30-minute a game player that can help teams win and provide a role and be a great player in that role. So I see myself playing for a long time, hopefully. Just sticking to what I do and being great at it.
Thank you, Max.
Thank you.
We'll get to our next interview in a second, this one with Duncan Robinson. Before we do, I want to tell you about another great sponsor of the 5 Reasons Sports Network, and that's Therapist Preferred. Use the code 5RSN, that's the number 5RSN. Get 25% off the tincture, the sports cream, the gummies. That's all at therapistpreferred.com. Premium CBD at not a premium cost. Helps your recovery, helps you with sleep. Again, it's therapistpreferred.com. Use the code 5, that's the number 5RSN. And for all your grooming products below the belt, as well as cologne, deodorant, and more, go to manscaped.com. Use that same code, 5RSN, number 5RSN, and you get 20% off. And now, an interview with Duncan Robinson. For you this offseason, kind of what was sort of your focus? What did you want to focus on? What did you want to concentrate on the most?
First off, just learning and growing from last year, applying it, and really just kind of locking into a routine, a rhythm of everything, being very diligent, consistent. It's something I've always prided myself on, but really just tried to make minor improvements to just kind of level it up, my routine, my process. Just come back a better player, not a completely different player, because that's probably unrealistic, but just trying to be realistic about how I can improve within the margins and just come back a better player.
I know with your journey, it's always been about kind of proving yourself and, all the way through. Do you feel, though, this is a little bit back to roots in the sense that last year we kind of figured you'd be a starter? This year it's a little bit of a different role for you potentially, but you have an opportunity to be a key factor.
I'm real comfortable here, man. I'm real comfortable here.
And just in terms of your shooting,
I think what most people don't realize is for long stretches of the season, you shot 40 to 45% from three.
Yeah.
And you had those kind of runs.
Yeah, I mean, look, I try not to get too caught up in it. Obviously, it's unrealistic to say that you're never going to. But yeah, man, you know, I try to just be process driven with it. I know it sounds good and it's cliche, but I really do. You know, stretches when the ball aren't going in, the balls aren't going in, obviously it can weigh on you a little bit, but I've grown a lot in that area, you know. Going through that last year hardens you in a lot of respects, so, you know, you're not going to see anything different. I'm going to continue to let it fly.
When you look back at that stretch of the season, what was it? The early stretch of the season? Because again, there was a four-month period you shot close to 43% from three.
It's never one thing, you know. It's a lot of contributing factors. You know, looking back, watching some of the film, I don't even, like, recognize the player in some respects, you know, just the way the ball was coming out. You know, some of it's physical, some of it's mental. You know, they just kind of compound off of each other. So, you know, I feel like I'm in a great place, you know, between the ears and playing with some levity, which is nice. So I'm ready to go.
Because that's when we were talking about it last year. Is it usually the mental that affects the physical there? I mean, because your form, when you look back at it, it looked different to you.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it's a joint relationship. One can affect the other can affect the other. Like, it's science, you know, shooting isn't a perfect science. It's more of an art in a lot of ways, you know. So you got to have things firing on all cylinders. That's mentally, that's physically. And one little thing being kind of off can kind of throw the whole thing in a funk, especially when you're trying to be so careful, you know. And I think that was kind of my thing. I felt like I was being very careful instead of just confident with that thing ride.
How did you get it back? Like, was there a moment you were like, okay, I feel comfortable, I feel like myself.
Man. You know, it's funny, like, I never think of it as back. I think of it as just continuing to push the envelope of what I can be. So, you know, I have stretches where the ball's going in. I try not to get too hyped up about that either, you know. It's always about making little adjustments here and there.
You look at the Atlanta game, obviously, where you had, what was it, the 8 threes in the playoffs, correct?
Yeah, I think it was 8, yeah. 8 or 9, maybe?
Right.
8, maybe? I don't know.
I think it was 8 of 9. When you look at that, do you look at the good stuff? When you tend to focus going forward, do you look at, okay, it looked good that game, I'm going to look more at that, or do you look at the games where you struggle?
Honestly, like, a game like Atlanta is an outlier, the same way, you know, 1 for 9 is an outlier. You know, you got to take those with a grain of salt either way. It's more about, like I said, just being process-driven about the day in, day out, not getting too caught up in the good or the bad. You know, maybe if there's a stretch to go back and live those moments, just kind of see them visually might help. But I really don't try to live off that type of stuff too much. Instead, just kind of be very, very present of how I feel. You know, the ball's moving, the body's moving in the present, you know.
This team obviously has some openings, even though everybody talks about running it back with everybody but PJ pretty much. But there are two spots in the starting lineup that look like they could potentially be open. There's a lot of different ways that Spoke can go. You feel pretty comfortable playing with all kinds of combinations on this team, right? Like, whatever direction Eric wants to go in?
Yeah, that's not my job, man, to figure out who plays well with whom. For me, you know, this training camp is all about just getting back out there and competing and having fun and instilling some joy. You know, hopefully in the way I play, but then hopefully, you know, the way other people play. And just showing that I'm capable, man, continuing to prove it, show it. Being back together, collaborating, all that sort of good stuff that coaches love using as buzzwords. So that's what it's about. I mean, the rotation and stuff, above my pay grade, man. It's for coaches and stuff to figure out. So we'll see how it all shakes out.
You want to coach someday? You have any interest in that?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. We'll see. Yeah. Time will tell.
But you're having fun again, right? Is that
the
key thing?
Yeah. That's been a big emphasis for me. Just try to enjoy it, you know? It's been, what's not to enjoy, right? As crazy as that sounds, I've had stretches in my career where I haven't been able to, and, you know, we're in the Bahamas, you know, playing a game, so.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, covering you for a couple of years, it always looked like you were having fun.
Yeah.
But during that stretch, it looked like it was wearing on you.
Yeah, I mean, it's not much fun when you're, you know, shooting 25% from three or whatever it is. So they come hand in hand. You know, it's a symbiotic relationship. You know, one can thrive when the other's in check. So, yeah, man, we'll see.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Regional Sports Network.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.